B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, join us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. You know we like to cover heavyweight boxing on this program, and so here we go. The lineal heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, joins us on the horn, getting ready for his fight with Deontay Wilder a week from Saturday in Las Vegas. Tyson, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
No problem. It's great to be on the show, guys. Okay. Let's roll away.
Okay. You tell me, how are you preparing for this one? Do you think that you had that first fight? You did beat him in that first fight, if not for the two knockdowns, and certainly the one in the last round where you were almost lights out. Do you feel, Tyson, you can do the exact same thing and win in this fight, or do you have to do something different?
I'm going to knock him out this time. I'm going to make it more exciting. You know, last time was a great boxing display, but it didn't secure me the victory. So this time I'm going straight for the jugular vein. From round one, on it.
Round one. Okay, so you're going to come out throwing? I'm not going to have to sit and watch you sort of ducking and diving and
dancing.
You know, sort of dancing around. Like you're very hard to hit. The fights that I watch with you, for such a big fellow, you are very slippery and very hard to hit. You're telling me you're going to stand in the middle of the ring and try and hit him?
Yeah, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with him. And the best man will win on the knife.
Who's a harder hitter, you or Deontay Wilder?
All heavyweights punch hard, but you can ask me that after the next fight. In 10 days, you can ask me that Sunday week, and I'll give you the answer.
Okay, so that's a way of answering. He's considered the hardest hitter in the division, Tyson. He's considered the toughest puncher there is in the game. Do you think it's smart to try and knock him out?
No, but everything happens for a reason, and being smart sometimes doesn't always win. You know, when the Spartans stood with 300 men against 50,000 men, I don't think that was smart, but history tells the story of it, doesn't it?
So, do you feel, frankly, do you feel like you blew the first fight?
Sorry?
The first fight, getting knocked down in the 12th like you did, do you feel like you blew the opportunity there to beat him?
No, I won anyway. I look back at that fight many times, and it's a clear winner. I won the first fight quite clearly. But the second fight, you know, has to be a knockout, that's for sure.
Tyson Fury, lineal champion, joining us right here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Tyson, how are you preparing for this fight? And we were just reading a transcript from a previous interview where you said that you are, pleasuring yourself. You're masturbating 7 times a day leading up to this fight. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Wanking myself silly on a daily basis. 7 times a day.
Okay, so I'd always heard that you know, you lose your legs when you do that.
Right, weakens the legs.
I've not had any sex in 10 weeks, but I have been masturbating on a regular basis. So, but there is nothing like the real thing, is there? That's for sure.
No, so hold on, but so there's a difference. So you're saying actual intercourse would weaken the legs, but masturbation doesn't?
Yeah.
How is that? Was that?
Yeah, who did that study?
Yeah, what is that? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
There's not much down involved in masturbation, and I don't usually jump off a sideboard and cover something in masturbation. So, yeah, the way that I have always been taught to do sex is very athletic way. So it takes a lot of energy out of you.
But masturbation does. So the reason you're doing it 7 times a day is because you haven't had sex in 10 weeks.
The reason I'm doing it 7 times a day is to keep my testosterone high and keep me wanting more. They say the more sex you have, the more you want, and I find this to be true.
Very good. That's interesting. Can I ask you another somewhat personal question, Tyson? I hope it's not too personal, but you've talked about this in the past, so I am curious. Do you drink?
Sorry?
Do you drink? Is drinking part of your pre-fight regimen? Do you lay off alcohol, or do you still have the occasional drink?
No, I've not had any drinks in 10 weeks. I lay off the alcohol while I'm in training camp. No drinks at all. A drink-free zone after the fight. Then I'm going to go down Las Vegas and get absolutely smashed.
Well, I'm curious about that, too, because, again, you've been very open about your mental health issues and the bipolar disorder and all of that. I'm sure that is medicated. Does that get in the way of training? Does that get in the way of your aggressiveness? And I'm just curious about that.
How do you balance that, right?
No, No, I don't take any medication for my mental illness. I use training as a method and a healthy lifestyle, healthy food and healthy living. After the fight, I'm going to go and get smashed, and then the next morning I'll go run a six-mile run. So, yeah, that's the way I work it.
So my understanding, too, in the contract that you signed with Wilder for the rematch, there is a clause in there that allows the loser to call for a third fight. Is that right? And is that something you envision either way with Wilder, that there'll be two of these coming?
I hope so. If this fight's as good as the first one, then there'll definitely be a trilogy, that's for sure.
Mike asked you a second ago about Wilder being the hardest hitter in the division. Of the guys you faced, does he hit harder than anybody else? Is that a fair assessment of him? We've spoken with him, too, and he thinks he's the baddest guy on the planet.
To be honest with you, being brutally honest, you don't feel punches when you're in a boxing ring. You don't feel any of the punches. Even the ones that knock you down, you don't feel them. It's pain-free. And the adrenaline's so high, you're so focused on the opponent, you just do not feel the punches. You feel the punches 3 days later. You don't feel them on the night. So the answer to that question is, I couldn't tell you because I don't know the answer. I don't feel any of the guy's punches who have ever fought. Maybe the biggest punches or not. Dante Wilder thinks he's the baddest man on the planet, hence why he thinks it. He doesn't know it. Because when I tell you I'm the best heavyweight that's been in the last 50 years, and I mean it, I'm going to prove it in the 22nd of February once again.
Tyson, so do you think that you guys, you, Deontay, you know, and if you want Joshua, you know, the other guys in your division, do you think you would stand up to some of the great heavyweights of all time, or is the division still working its way back to that?
You know, I don't like matching people from different eras, but let's just say everything's moved on and everything's evolved in time. If you look at a fast car 30 years ago, today it would no longer be a fast vehicle. Exactly. You look at everything's improved. Sprinters, weightlifters, everything's moved forward. So although I don't like to match great fighters from the past, I think it's almost impossible to say, oh, how would this fighter have gone on with that fighter, because it isn't possible. You can only be the best fighter of your era. Whatever era that is, that's it. You can never try and match fighters from the past, because them men in the past were greats in their day. You know, and everything moves on, and everyone has a little 5 minutes in the sun, and generations move forward, and that's it, people move on, people die, and the next man comes along. That's how it's been going on for hundreds of years.
Tyson, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck in the fight. So again, 7 times a day, I mean, what number are we on so far? Like, how much longer do we have to go today?
I am on 6 already, so today I'm going to try to beat 10-1.
Okay,
good luck.
Good luck for it. Good luck on the last one, and good luck on Saturday, Tyson. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Or listening to him take care of number 7 there.
I guess that'd be my guess. That's sort of how I read it. I don't know what else it could be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.